Hi guys, my name is Sophia Hussein. I'm the founder of Silly Chili Hot Sauce. I was born in Bangladesh, which is in Southeast Asia, and I came here in New York when I was about 12 years old with my parents, and I've been living in Queens, New York since then. So right now I'm pursuing Silly Chili Hot Sauce as a full-time career. Well, and I left one full-time job with Gap to pursue 7 full-time jobs. Today, I'm here with Anuj and Deepika to talk about my journey as an entrepreneur, how I started from the street of Brooklyn, and now we're in over 200 stores with Silly Chili Hot Sauce.
Sophia, thank you so much for spending your busy time for our podcast.
And you know, first thing first, I am a big fan of chili sauce.
Yeah,
I am. Yep.
Yes.
Oh my God. These samples that you brought today, they look, this is smoky hot. Oh my God. I'm going to enjoy this. Thank you for the samples.
And Sophia, so you came to the US at the age of 12 with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You studied fashion, right?
Yes.
You worked for Gap.
Yes, the last job.
The last job.
Yeah.
You had a 6-figure salary. Now you switched to this startup entrepreneurship, Silly Chili Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I know. Yes, even that day, like a lot of the times, like I was trying to make a delivery to this Queens Museum, uh-huh. and then I got in middle of the storm,
mm-hmm.
and then I was carrying the gift packs, and then I was like, oh my God, is this my life? Like, and then, you know, it's like my friends are having holidays, good time, parties, all of that, and I can no longer attend. So I was like, okay, this is my life right now.
Right.
But yeah, something must be wrong with me.
Right. What made you switch your career to entrepreneurship? Sophia, were your parents into business in Bangladesh?
Not really. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know I was an entrepreneur. Like I didn't have that type of dream or that type of goal growing up. I didn't grow up in an entrepreneurial family, so I didn't really know what it was like.
Yes.
And in my head, okay, I'm gonna be like the corporate lady, write the corporate letter,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
but I didn't even go to business school.
Right.
I had no idea about, you know, food and like, forget about anything. Like, and it's like food is a completely new career.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but now I'm doing food. Yeah.
Sophia, so right now, your product is sold in more than 120 stores in New York City. But when you started out, do you remember the store that said yes to having your product for the first time? And how did that happen?
So, yeah, I want to talk about one of the first store, like very first store, mm-hmm. was like Chelsea Market Basket, which
okay.
is not too far from here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go there after this. That was like after 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and David, the owner, he said, okay, all right, we'll place an order with you, because I was such an annoying person.
How did you know him?
It's like walking in and then emailing and calling, and like for 3 months.
Oh my God.
It's like being persistent. And now I have accounts that I go after for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're one of the best seller stores,
yes.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all about persistence, you know?
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
not giving up.
3 months.
Yeah, that's nothing, actually.
Really?
At that time, it was like, it felt like, whoa, like, oh my God, like, so long. But now we've been working on projects. Like, we got into West Elm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been after them for like 9 months,
mm-hmm.
10 months, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's not, it's very normal.
Right.
Oh, well. How did you go around promoting your product in the initial days of your business?
Yeah, it was all like at first when I was making some jars of hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
and then and some people are like, oh, you should do the farmer's market or the outdoor market,
mm-hmm.
and then I applied to a bunch of outdoor markets, farmer's market, and no one, nobody, not a single person, like no one, like accepted me or emailed me back, like nothing. They're like, you don't have a website, you don't have like a good social media, mm-hmm. you have like 2 photos in your Instagram, like you're nothing, you don't even have proper label, like but the one person in Bush from Bushwick, it's called Bushwick Flea, and he was doing a market out of a garage. And outdoor garage. So he accepted me. He said, listen, I'll give you a chance. Bring your jars and your like banner and set up, sell, you know, and then, you know, whatever. And then that's how it started. And I kind of continued every single weekend doing farmers market, flea markets, all the outdoor markets, because I didn't have the confidence to walk into a store, and I didn't know how it worked, to be honest. I didn't know, like I was just developing my recipe. I didn't have a plan. So what I know now, it's like, you know, I didn't know then, right? So it was like, okay, so I guess this is what I do. And then, you know, getting the proper label, putting the proper everything, you know, and license and everything. So I guess I kind of started selling. I shouldn't be saying this, but started selling I didn't have anything. I was just like working with my, you know, recipe and peppers and stuff. Yeah. Oh,
interesting. So there was one interesting thing I came to know about you. I just want to read this to you. If you want to detox your surroundings and find out who your friends are, run a crowdfunding campaign. This is really interesting, Sophia.
We want to hear
more about this.
I should write about this.
Yeah.
I should.
Before you write about this, we want to hear a snippet of your writing.
Thank you. I just want to say, like, it's strange. I partied with so many people in my life when I had jobs. I was at their birthday with a birthday present, when they got married with a gift, all these things, you know. And then when I kind of left my job, that means I didn't have any income. I didn't have that. And then I saw the fall. It's like, boom, like a slap on my face. Like, you know, you no longer part of this, you know, part of what, like this, you know, because I couldn't go for dinner, I couldn't go for drinking, like all these things, like I couldn't afford it, right? So, yeah, like when I started, launched my Kickstarter, I knew girls who would spend $70, $80 on their nails biweekly. And when I reached out to them, like, hey, and I wasn't even asking for free money. I was asking for, it's like a pledge. It's like a pledge, meaning like you pre-buy. That means so I can use that fund to do my production. And after my production, I will send you the
product.
Right. I didn't ask for free money.
Yeah.
And it was just mind blowing, like to see people reaction. The people who shows off their designer bags, their lifestyle, their gifts, their all these things on, you know, social media. And then I know this crowd, and then they did not have money to do like a $40 pledge. And that was like, wow to me. Like, and then in the meantime, I had friends that I didn't do much with, you know, but they came forward
to support you,
to support me. Like, there are people who didn't pay some of their bills on time to support my campaign. You know, and so it was like a huge learning. Then what I focused on, like, wow, there's like a whole tribe group of people. So I kind of got rid of all those things, not because they didn't, it was just the mindset. Like, I can't, I'm not learn, what am I learning to be like just me, but nothing for the community, you know? Like, so, and the people who kind of came forward, and I kind of studied their lifestyle, and then I was like, these people, they're selfless. They do volunteering work. They are so kind and compassionate. It's incredible. The energy is incredible. So I kind of worked on building on that. But everyone should run a crowdfunding campaign. And you'll see, even for $10 in America, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about first world country. And people's reaction. I learned a lot. I'll tell you this. Like, I am still learning that when community is not united, it's a problem. You know, people don't grow. It's you know, you grow faster when you're united, right? So I have other plans, you know, learning from that is like, you know, when I make it to that point, you know, I will become a VC, you know, and then, and help people like myself, you know, cause I'm not out there asking for free money.
Yes.
I'm just like, I want to do this. I need X, Y, and Z help. I need your push. And then this is, it's not for my pocket. There are bigger things going on in the society, you know, to like, you know, circling out through my work, you know? So it's like, yeah. Like, I don't throw a party or dinner and I invite people and, like, I'll pay my birthday dinner. Like, I don't even do that. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, it's an incredible learning experience.
And today, okay, so tell us, you started this business in 2016, right?
16, I kind of started learning. Okay. I say 16, people don't count their development years time, but it's important to me.
So today, what are your key challenges?
So challenges, it's like, I would say, you know, capital is challenge because when we produce, we don't produce one or two. We have to produce thousands of bottles. That means have to come up with thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars too. And just because I work only with the farmers, I only get one harvest season. So I have to do production then and then store it and sell it through that year. So that's a huge challenge for me that I'm kind of trying to figure out how to go about it, and my product is 100% natural, so it's I'm figuring it out. I made some mistakes this year, but I'm like figuring it out as I go.
So now we have come to the end of the podcast, Sophia. If you want to give out any message to all those immigrants who want to pursue an entrepreneurship, what message do you want to give out to them?
Support each other, like not necessarily with money all the time. It could be with information. Hey, like, you know, I met this person. I feel like you guys can learn from each other. Hey, I just saw this podcast. I just heard this podcast in the morning and it's like such a good information, even spiritual information, you know, and I feel like I'm just sharing this with you. Or, hey, like, you know, I read this article, related to something you're interested in, you know, just share, you know, like the problem, there's so much poverty in this world because people don't want to share their wealth, you know? And for me, it's like, if it's, doesn't matter if it's information, your food or your, whatever it is, just share, like, just share, like, it's okay. That person doesn't appreciate you right away. It's fine. Just share. Like, it doesn't hurt.
Thank you so much, Sophia. Talking to you is really inspiring and you have an encouraging story. Thanks for sharing it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And if anybody wants to get in touch with you regarding any career advice, what would be the best way to get in touch with you?
My email address is shsufiahossain, Hossain .com.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to reach out to Sophia, make sure you mention a podcast at the end of the day so that Sophia knows where these emails are coming from because she's a busy woman.
No, I try my best. Believe me, I do get also very disappointed a lot of people, but I try my best to you know.
Yeah, that's pretty understandable, mm-hmm. Because like everyone has priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you so much once again. And before we sign off, we would like to say special thanks to BetterWorks for providing us the space to record this conversation.
Yes, and if you want to listen and watch our previous episodes, make sure you log into podcast at theendofthedaycom and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you find us.
Yes. On that note, it's time to say bye-bye. Take care, guys.
Hi, guys. We have the 100th episode of our weekly podcast at the end of the day coming soon.
So, we would like to invite you to our 100th episode.
We would like to acknowledge you and celebrate all the amazing guests we had in our podcast.
So, please send us your feedback.
Send us your feedback and wishes for us.
Text us, send us your audio feedback, video feedback, anything you want to say for our 100th episode.